Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Mark 14:1-26. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 14, verse 1 to 26. It is a very long passage, and so I will not read it to you. But my theme for reflection is the ups and downs of loyalty and betrayal. The ups and downs of loyalty and betrayal. Today, as we continue our journey through Holy Week, we are introduced to a story from Mark's Gospel that takes us through contrasting emotions, from the height of loving devotion to the depths of betrayal, culminating in the solemnity of the Last Supper. Now picture this. In the quiet town of Bethany, Jesus is sharing a meal at Simon the leper's house. Amidst the chatter and fellowship, something extraordinary happens. A woman whose name history hasn't recorded steps forward with a precious gift, a jar filled with expensive perfume. With a gesture filled with both reverence and radical generosity, she breaks the jar and anoints Jesus. This moment, criticized by some as wasteful, is appreciated by Jesus as an act of worship and of love. And do you know what this does to us as we imagine that sense of generosity? It challenges us to think. When it comes to expressing our love for Jesus Christ, are we holding back or are we ready to give all without counting the cost? In stark contrast to this scene of devotion is a subplot of deep betrayal. Judas, one of Jesus' own disciples, makes the chilling decision to betray him for money. This jarring shift from loyalty to betrayal in the narrative invites us to examine our own hearts. How faithful are we to Jesus in our daily lives? Are there moments when we, perhaps not so dramatically, choose our own gain over his teachings? Then we come to the Last Supper, a moment where Jesus, knowing what lies ahead, shares bread and wine with his disciples. This is not just a meal. It is a powerful symbol of the new covenant, Jesus' body and blood given for us. Today, let us allow the act of the woman with the perfume jar to inspire us towards a more fearless love for Christ. Let us confront and learn from the sobering tale of Judas's betrayal. And as we think on the Lord's Supper, let us draw closer to Jesus, grateful for his unending love and the ultimate sacrifice that promises us hope, redemption, and a place at his eternal table. There are two questions for reflection. One, how does the act of the woman with the perfume jar challenge your current expressions of love and devotion towards Jesus? Are there jars you need to break in order to fully embody your faith? Number two, reflecting on Judas's betrayal, consider the moments in your life where you have faced the temptation to betray your spiritual convictions for personal gain. How did you navigate these moments, and what lessons did they teach you? Divine Shepherd, as we journey through the tapestry of Holy Week, guided by the light of your love and the shadows of human frailty, grant us the courage to break open our jars of costly perfume, to offer you our all without reserve. Illuminate the crevices of our hearts, revealing and healing the spaces where betrayal may lurk, and draw us ever closer to you through the profound mystery of the Last Supper. May we live in the fullness of your sacrifice, holding fast to the promise of redemption and the hope of eternal communion with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.